You're listening to a podcast from 702.
702. Bongani's on Twitter.
At Bongles.
All right, today, of course, it's been exactly a year since the Democratic Alliance surprised, I think, if not all of us, perhaps even themselves, because, of course, you'll remember this was the day that South Africans came out in their numbers to vote in the local government elections of 2016. And after that election, the Democratic Alliance took control of key metro municipalities in Tshwane, Johannesburg and Nelson Mandela Bay in cooperation with other opposition parties. Flanked by his mayors then, from those metros, DA leader Mosimane said they've had a mammoth task of turning these cities around, which he says were besieged with ANC corruption and maladministration. The ANC, he says, has had 2 decades of cadre deployment entrenching themselves in local government. So this is time for him and his party to turn the situation around, and it is taking a bit of time. He joins us now on the line from Soweto. Mosimane, thank you for talking to us and good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon and good afternoon to all the listeners. And it's great to be, it's my debut on your show. It's nice to speak to you.
Oh, indeed. I mean, as I said in my intro there, and thank you, by the way, a year ago, you knew perhaps that you had a chance, but it went better than even your own expectations.
Look, and I think this is where the model of coalition government has become very important. It was a great cooperation with other parties, and for us, we felt that obviously we've now had to work hard at ensuring that coalitions deliver for people. So yes, we've had to build capacity. We worked hard, and people didn't believe when we said we could govern in Tshwane and Joburg and NMB. And I think we targeted, and I'm grateful that we've had a year's encounter and been able to deal with those governments.
What did you find in those metros?
You know, we speak a lot about state capture at national level. We forget state capture at local government level. You know, when you arrive in a city like Tshwane where there's 12 billion rands worth of graft, when you go to Tshwane and you discover that cadre deployment has meant in the mayor's office there are over 900 people that work there, it's an extraordinary thing. When you go to Nelson Mandela Bay and you discover that 22 years there's still buckets for our people in communities such as Woma, you discover very quickly that in fact the task before you is extreme. And I think some of these issues are not just unique. You know, the apartheid spatial legacy is still well within us. The backlogs in terms of infrastructure remain. And economic suppression means that our people come to cities, they can't find work, and therefore you've got to do everything that you can to turn those cities around.
It's been a year, and that's obviously not a long time, but what can you say have already been your achievements in these metros?
Look, very much positively. When we started, we said we want to stop corruption, create work, and deliver basic services. So already cities like Tshwane have already started to show the fact that even we've deployed all vehicles that were designed for VIP to narcotics units that have been set up in the city. We inherited a city that was 2 billion rands already in deficit and couldn't pass a budget. And now we've passed that budget, able now to deliver services to poor people. We've put formalization in more communities in Tshwane. When you go to Joburg, for example, we've opened tender adjudication meetings where, in fact, more people are able to see for themselves who gets a tender for something. We've already, in working through, have delivered more title deeds than even the previous administration was able to do. We found that equally so, we're starting to partner with investors to ensure that we can create work for people. So we're sticking to it. It's still a long, long, long way to go. It's a lot of hard work. Government has its own complexities, but I think we are grateful that the people of Joburg, Nelson Mandela Bay, and Tshwane have asked us to at least along with coalition partners, to work hard at delivering for the people.
Yet some of these agreements are proving difficult to hold. You've lost Mogale City.
Look, the difficulty in Mogale City, in the initial vote when it took place and the speaker was elected, it became very difficult. But it also meant that when you go to a vote and a party like the EFF votes in the ANC's budget, it does make it difficult to execute against trust. But look, broadly speaking, our objective today was to have a stronger discussion about metros and what happens in metros in this instance. We will, with the collective of other leaders, be able to reflect broadly on the other municipalities as a broad entirety as to how coalitions will work in the long run, and we'll communicate on that soon.
I mean, if you look at the loss of Mogale City, EFF still accusing you and your party of arrogance, the Trollope Bonani matter, the ANC will say you are not ready to govern.
No, I think, you know, what is the job of government? I think sometimes we forget ultimately what the job of government is. In a local government, it's quite prescriptive. You pass budgets, you ensure that there's an IDP process that gives the views of the people so that you can express them in that budget, work against that budget, and deliver, eradicate corruption. We've been doing that job. Just because you've got a personality in Nelson Mandela Bay, it does not mean, even if we had an outright majority, it does not mean that that government is dysfunctional. It just means you've got to manage one individual. When you think about the complexities of coalitions, of course there are going to be difficult things. But I really do think, I want to urge, that even in 2019, you went into a coalition government, our sole objective would be, what is the government program we can work against? Can we pass a budget that reflects the will of the people, work against that, eradicate corruption, and grow investment to our country so we can create more work for people? I think it's possible we're doing it.
Whilst I have you on the line, let me be naughty and ask you, are there any last-minute backroom dealings to persuade ANC MPs to vote with you on Tuesday? I mean, surely you can't expect that it will actually happen.
No, there are a lot that are coming out and speaking out and saying they found courage. So the backroom work is continuing. We've just got to wait for the speaker to give us final indication, whether it be by secret or by open. But whatever way we do, I think there's a greater momentum in seeing that Jacob Zuma must be removed.
The leader of the Democratic Alliance, Musi Maimane, calling us on the line from Soweto.